Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So we took it live yesterday as Jeffrey Bezos shot another phallic rocket into space. I mean, I realize the whole phallic joke thing is really Elon Musk's territory with the big Falcon rocket and his Tesla cars spelling out sexy and all that sort of stuff.
And sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. But
that rocket looks like they went way out of the way. And that's going to cause some aerodynamic drag. I don't care. It must look more like a penis, is what Jeff Bezos said.
Jeffrey Bezos. Whatever it takes, make that rocket look like a phallus.
I mean,
yes, sir, Mr. Bezos.
I'm not a rocket scientist, but that looks like a penis. No, you are a rocket scientist. That's why I hired you. Just shut up and make it look more like a penis.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, so we took it live as TV star, 90-year-old TV star William Shatner got shot into space. We played a little bit of what he had to say when he landed. We thought it was pretty interesting. Let's hear a little more.
There's about a 50-mile skin that the Earth has of air. And the air reflects the light and it turns blue. So we see a blue sky. We grow up and live and die, yeah. Blue sky. Right. The spaceship, and I like to call it that, punched through that at 2,500 miles an hour, 50 miles, 2,500 miles an hour. So within a count of two or three, it goes from blue, bang, and suddenly it's black. And you see this black, and that's space and eternity and the mystery of the cosmos, but it's black and it's death and just down there is the blue. You're on top of the blue looking down on the Earth, and you get these cliches, it's so fragile, it's all of that, but this little blue covering and what is there is lurking, and what is there is nourishing. It was dramatized again, the very cliches we hear again and again.
Yeah.
We're so fragile. We hang by a string.
That is one with it 90-year-old. He's way more with it than our president.
Yeah, I would agree completely. Bill Shatner for president. Can we arrange some sort of swap?
That's not what I was meaning
at
all.
Shoot Joe Biden into space and put Bill Shatner in the White House.
I think
flat bad at Kevker.
Of course, he's a Canadian, so whoops.
I think there's life in other places for obvious reasons, I think, but you know, for all we know, it is just there's nothing but death once you get away from it. So all the cool living things you care about. Your kids, a puppy, you know, falling in love, just all the cool stuff that happens on Earth. You get into that blackness and there's just nothing from there on out. It's pretty interesting.
For a very long way, yeah.
An unimaginably long way.
And the tiny little bubble of atmosphere around the Earth. It's true. It's a good point.
Maybe thinking about this stuff is what got you depressed in the first place. So I got on this topic earlier, and I kind of hesitated to bring it up, but we've gotten a bunch of texts and comments on it of different kinds. So I was taking in a Reddit thread yesterday. I don't even remember how I got sent that direction. You know how you go down rabbit holes. There's a YouTube video, then it links to this, then next thing, whatever. And you're reading up on stuff. But it was people who think maybe we've crossed a line with this attention toward suicide, with the numbers going into ridiculous territory over the last couple of years. Number of people killing themselves, particularly young people. These deaths of desperation that we call them. That maybe we've gone too far in that people can't come forward and talk about how they're feeling or what they've been contemplating because they're just there are so many machinations in already in process at schools, at workplaces, in families, all over the place to immediately go into oh my God, they're thinking about killing themselves. We need to react now. We need this doctor. We need that medicine. This needs to be written down on this piece of paper. And people are scared to come forward about it, and it might be causing more. I don't have any idea if that's true or not. I thought it was an interesting topic, though.
I could see that being true, because this is the era of the big official response. People don't solve things for themselves. They don't have casual conversations in a bureaucracy or a school or whatever. Things have to be done according to the rules. And if the rules are now, you know, go to DEFCON 1, if somebody says, you know, sometimes I have suicidal thoughts, I could see where people would hesitate because maybe they just want an ear. Maybe they just want a friendly, person to chat with.
Right.
To let their feelings out a little bit.
And some of the comments we got on that, and by the way, you can comment if you want to. Text line is 415-295-KFTC. A friend of mine texted, I would have been totally in a mental institution with what I was telling people back when I was younger. Yikes. Compared to now. And I happen to know this person who's got kids who have been in this situation themselves. So he has a pretty good idea about the way society handled it then and now. Some of the other comments, and just as an aside, I'm a big fan of the whole getting really, really angry at us when we say something that you think is incorrect, and bringing new statistics to it, and you know, calling us names. I don't know why you can't say here's something you might want to consider, as opposed to, you stupid idiot, don't you know that 10% of blah 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 blah. It's just an interesting tack to take when you're having a conversation.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious, you folks, and I get plenty of those emails. I go through the emails. Jack goes through the text. Does that work for you in real life? Do you find that a useful technique if you hear something and you think you can add perhaps an alternate perspective to the discussion? Hey, stupid idiot, why don't you do your research? I wonder how that goes for you in real life.
I'll do this one before I get to the counter. I totally agree about the you can't come forward about saying anything about wanting to hurt yourself or if you feel like ending it because you'll end up in some crazy house somewhere and you lose your job and you can't own a gun in the future and blah, 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 blah. So then we got this pushback from somebody in the industry. Totally wrong about the 5150 process. 5150, in addition to being the title of a fantastic Van Halen album, is when you are committed by the state for being a threat to harm yourself or others. And at that point, you lose a lot of freedoms as long as they think you're a threat of that. In fact, they can lock you up. They just plain lock you up against your will, against your parents' will, against everybody's will. I run crisis in 4 local counties, and our hold rate is low. Our agency does 1,000 evaluations a month, and our hold rate is 16 to 30%. Our clinicians work hard to go least restrictive treatment possible. Fake news! Please don't discourage people from reaching out. I wasn't discouraging people from reaching out. I presented this as a, here's interesting, I read this on Reddit yesterday, what do you think? Not as a conclusion of any kind. I just thought it was interesting. But admire your belligerent tone. also 16 to 30%. Okay, if you take that high end, so 30% of people who go so far as to reach out to the hospital end up committed on a 5150, which means you've lost all rights. And then I don't know where that, I don't know how that shows up in your paperwork at that point. I don't have any idea on that. Does that keep you from getting a gun in the future if you've ever been 5150? I don't know the answer to that.
No.
If you do know, feel free to text 415.
As belligerently as possible.
415-295-KFTC. But, yeah, I just think that's interesting. Kind of in the same way that as we pay more attention to bullying, I feel like there's more bullying in schools than there was when I was a kid in their attempts to deal with it. All the PSAs and everything like that. I wonder if we're not creating more problems by making it such a, oh my God, she said she's thinking of hurting herself. If I remember correctly, I'd have to relook this up, but if I remember from some psychology class back in college, it's the most common thing a human being can, people think about that. Every human being thinks about that at some point. At least dabbles with the idea. Most people never getting as far as ideation, which is like coming up with a time and method. Mm-hmm. But it's very common for people to think about it. And if you mention that to someone now, a lot of things get rolling that maybe you don't want rolling. And then the person who's actually a danger doesn't get to like talk it out with somebody or whatever. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I'm not drawing a conclusion.
Anybody? No, I don't know either.
Anybody got any comment on that? Our text line 415-295-KFTC. Obviously a very heavy subject, but I could easily believe the way they talk about it in schools and colleges now that you would feel like, I can't mention this to anybody. I can't mention this to anybody or all kinds of things are going to happen. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. Whether the machinery would start from you just mentioning it, I don't know. But I could see how you'd have that perception as like a 20-year-old that all kinds of things are going to happen if I mentioned this to anybody.
And do you think that has to do with liability? If they ignore your pleas or your mention of it and then you end up harming yourself or whatever, somebody's
going to sue? I got to believe that's some of it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't actually know what's going on. So
I don't.
I'm hearing a Reddit thread secondhand, so I hesitate to comment.
Yeah. Well, and we got a number of people on our text line who say, yeah, I feel that way or have felt that way. Or, oh, my God, if they'd had the current processes in place when I was younger, I'd have ended up, you know, way further down the road of treatment than I needed at the time. I just needed to tell somebody this is what I was feeling like, and that was enough. Anyway. Obviously a very heavy conversation. If you have anything for it, maybe we'll talk about it again tomorrow. 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Coming up, George Stephanopoulos has a new documentary out about Michael Steele, the guy that was behind the dossier that started the whole Russia investigation crap and everything like that. I have no idea how good it's going to be or thorough or fair, but we'll play a little bit of the trailer from that next segment.
The dashing ex-MIS agent.
Christopher Steele. What did I say, Hanson?
Michael Steele,
who's the
totally different
former
guy.
Chair of the Republican National Committee and has a great mustache. No,
he's
Christopher Steele.
No dossiers that we know of. So Time.com is often terrible lately. It's the website version of an old magazine, kids. Way back when Grandma and Grandpa were young and the magma was just forming the crust of the earth, people used to print out websites on paper and mail them around. We called them magazines. Time is mostly irrelevant at this point. Not the concept, but the magazine / website.
Yeah, the concept is every bit as relevant as ever.
Anyway, well, this is rather a long preamble.
Well, Time Magazine will be announcing their Man of the Year here in the next month or so.
Stupid, and please. Don't even tell me about it. Don't even bother me. If I'm doing anything as important or more important than, for instance, urinating, I don't want to hear about it. Don't interrupt me. On the other hand, man, did I find this compelling. It's about a guy by the name of Desmond Shum and his ex-wife, Whitney Duan, both Chinese.
she especially, super important business magnate in China. All right? They're divorced. They have a son. It's been 4 years since she vanished in China, and he called her phone hundreds of times. The line was always dead. But that changed last month when he received frantic messages from her after 4 years saying, call me.
Oh, boy. Holy cow.
Yeah. So he calls and she picks up.
What? You'd have a heart attack.
All right. And she says, please don't publish your book. His book being Red Roulette, an insider's story of wealth, power, corruption, and vengeance in today's China.
This was a four-year gap, though?
Yes. He tried to reach out. He tried to contact her. It's the mother of his son. For 4 years, the line was always dead. Then he gets a message, call me immediately. He calls, and that same phone is alive. Anyway. So the book details Ms. Duan's disappearance 4 years ago and the shady business deals involving some of the top Chinese Communist Party figures that propelled her to become a billionaire and reportedly China's most wealthy woman. So she was tied in at the very top among the elite. And it was the first contact he'd received since she disappeared from the streets of Beijing in 2017 and came just hours after the first reviews of his book appeared in Western media. So this is what it looks like if you run afoul of the Chinese authorities. Number one, you get disappeared, and she's still alive, obviously, but then her husband's going to come out with a book, and within hours of the first reviews appearing in media, the Chinese communists were aware of it and got the imprisoned wife to get in touch with her ex-husband, begging him to drop the project. A little more background.
It's interesting. It seems like a little late to try to pressure him.
Well, yeah, I guess they weren't aware of it. But so this couple were deeply involved in several transformative and extremely lucrative developments in the Chinese capital, including at the airport, a giant hotel. They were tightly linked to China's elite, especially the wife of the former premier. And her disappearance was always presumed to be political. She got disappeared, too. And so they interviewed this guy at Time.com, the husband, ex-husband, really, but how was she when you spoke to her? She sounded okay. She said she had no news of the outside world over the last 4 years. She said, they've been lenient to me. They didn't treat me that badly. Yeah, what would you say if you're in the clutches of the communists?
Yeah, no kidding. And they're probably right next to you listening in.
Of course, yeah. Then she asked me to stop the book launch, saying, how would you feel if something happened to our son? And what would happen to our son if something happened to me? I took that to be a threat. And then they talk about the relationship a little bit. I wrote the book as a gift to my son. It was only much later I decided to publish it. Do you feel safe in the UK? After all, China has renditioned people of interest from Thailand and other legal jurisdictions before it's outside its borders before. Yeah, friends keep asking, do you have bodyguards? How's your security arrangements? But the reality is that I'm one individual going out against a state like China. If they decide to do something, the little resistance I can put up with is not going to amount to anything, really. I signed my life away when I decided to publish this book. And then they ask, have you been surprised by the recent sweeping crackdowns of business executives like Jack Ma, who were previously thought of as, quote, untouchable? And he replies, these people were never untouchables. If you look at the list of the richest person in China, I think it's been published for over 20 years now. Most of them haven't done well. Maybe 40% ended up in jail, and 80% of them drop out of the list for whatever reason.
Wow.
Thinking that anybody is untouchable just for having money is a joke.
Interesting.
And then he says, they ask, Xi Jinping launched a Tigers and Flies anti-corruption campaign. Did that affect the relationship you're describing in your book? And he says, listen, there are 7 busloads of red aristocracy who are there watching a parade beside Xi Jinping. These people have no titles. They're just citizens. They make no particular contribution to society. The only reason they get invited and sit next to the president is bloodline. He talks about the bloodline elite in China and how it's utterly, utterly corrupt.
It really sounds like Louis the 16th stuff.
Yep.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The Biden administration is set this week to host a virtual counter-ransomware summit to discuss ways to combat global cyber criminal networks. I'm sorry, this guy wants to talk cybercrime? What's his advice going to be? I write my password on the back of a Post-it. They never look at the back.
That's the way young people view their president? I don't know.
Hurtful.
Coming up, the burger wars heat up. But before we get to that, George Stephanopoulos of ABC has a new documentary out. Let's listen to a little of the trailer.
Christopher Steele is an enigma. Is he hero? Is he traitor?
Christopher Steele is a guy who picked a fight with two presidents, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, and he's lived to tell the tale.
Christopher Steele, even today, is a mystery.
That now infamous dossier said that President Putin has compromising information on President Trump.
Supposedly a tape made in the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow showing prostitutes hired by Donald Trump urinating on a bed where President Obama and his wife once slept. It would be quite a tape if it in fact existed.
It was extraordinary to hear the details. You almost had to look away.
It quickly became a question in Washington of how much of this was accurate.
I said, take out the PP tape. Please take out the PP tape. The golden rule for golden showers. You just don't talk about sex in reports.
Okay, so I have no idea how this will be handled, and it tells you at the end there, Stephanopoulos is going to interview Steele, and it's the first interview he's done. Stephanopoulos asked some pretty hard questions to the president a couple weeks back over Afghanistan. On the other hand, we've been playing the Katie Couric thing all morning long, where they edited out anything that would have been damaging to Ruth Bader Ginsburg or their side politically. So I don't know how much confidence I have that we'll get the full story on this.
Seems kind of odd that this is happening now.
Oh, well, it depends on how he handles it. I think if somebody like George Stephanopoulos would make it very clear that this whole thing was bogus from the beginning, the FBI knew it was bogus, all the media outlets knew it was bogus, but everybody pretended it was real so they could do this or that. And if that was the story, I think that'd be pretty huge. I doubt that that's what he's going to do.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's possible he'll recover his conscience and handle it that way, but I wonder.
The burger wars are heating up, Joe.
Are they?
I'll get to that in just a second. But you were talking about China a second ago. We have talked about that big real estate company in China. Is this their Lehman moment? Giant company, the way Lehman Brothers went down in America and crashed the entire world economy in 2008. Is this giant Evergrande real estate company in China going to go under and crash the world economy, or at least China's economy? Well, the latest is several other property giants, in addition to that one, are also in trouble now as lowered contracted sales contribute to ballooning debt. According to the Wall Street Journal, China's real estate developers hold more than $5 trillion in debt right now, more than the entire economic output of Japan. An impending housing market crash is bad for any country, but given the outsized shares in China, which is about 30%, the housing industry is 30% of their global GDP.
Which is amazing.
It is. Financial analysts are waiting to see if the government intervenes to head off an economic meltdown, or if they can. So that could be a huge crash for China's economy, and hopefully not bring the rest of it down with it. But, man, China's got some serious problems. Top-down management of this is what created the problem in the beginning, and then there's some question of if top-down messing with it can fix the whole thing. A unique feature of China's rapidly emerging quasi-state-controlled, quasi-free market economy. It's another example here, it says, from some smart guy, of how China, in particular, its economy must be viewed through its own prism. Comparisons to the United States and other market economies, you must always be mindful of the fundamental differences between them and China's system.
Yeah, fair enough.
China having a huge economic meltdown would be a very big deal. Very big deal. Like, change world history, big deal.
Well, I can't imagine what that would look like or what the repercussions would be. I mean, and PhDs in economics can't either, but, you know, if they can't, I sure can't. Wow, I just, boy. You know, getting back to this interview with the guy, I guess you'd call him a dissident, the husband of a Chinese business leader who's been detained now for 4 years. A couple more really interesting Q's and A's. In the book, they say, you talk about how former premier Wen Jiabao, I can't remember how to pronounce his name, but it's something like that, aspired for more democracy within China, but he kept his cards close to his chest. Do you believe there are still people like that inside the Chinese Communist Party today? And he says, I'm sure there are people like that. The question is, are they a political force? I'm pretty sure they're not. The Western media always play up this idea of a reform force working against the reactionary force, and we should help the reformers. But there is no such political force. Even Wen Jiabao, he definitely voiced democratic opinions, but is he a political force? He's one individual, albeit in a significant position, but he's not got a political force behind him to push that agenda. And they say, so what is the biggest threat to the CCP today? And he says, China's always been an authoritarian regime, but is now turning into a one-person dictatorship. And that is fundamentally dangerous, as everybody within the system is trying to win favor with Xi and sing to his tune. And a dictator gets blinded and makes stupid mistakes. That dictatorship is a risk because Xi has intentionally wiped out all possible successors. And if something happens, say a heart attack or someone puts a bullet in him or he's incapacitated for an extended period, what would happen then?
He gets his head stuck in a jar of honey. They call him Winnie the Pooh, you see.
Come on, folks. Kind of a tight audience today. Head in a jar of honey. Are you kidding me? Come on. Come on. Michael, you got to have that ready. That's such a mood lightener.
It wasn't that great of a joke.
That's the whole freaking point.
I know.
I need help. That's the point.
Anyway, his purge over the last 10 years has been brutal. The system wasn't prepared for it, which is one of the reasons Xi could build himself into a dictatorship, because the system wasn't prepared for somebody to come in and be that ruthless. But now the system has experienced it. If something were to happen to him, the risk to the whole of China would be tremendous. There would be a lot of people saying, well, I've got to go for the throne, because if I don't get it, my outcome is brutal.
I don't know if she's sane or not, but he really wants to be Chairman Mao. And the other day for that parade, what was it, a week and a half ago? I didn't see this until yesterday. He wore the Chairman Mao tunic, the one-piece weird collar thing that Mao wore, Stalin wore, Kim Jong-un wears. He wore one of those instead of his usual suit and tie. Like, wow, you really want to be Chairman Mao.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. He might be crazy. We've got our own problems in America, Joe, the fake burger wars. So as you know, Burger King has been in bed with Beyond Meat, I'm sorry, Impossible Meat, for a couple of years now. That's a different company.
That's the one I had that I thought was really, really good.
Yeah, I remember I had an Impossible Whopper a couple of years ago. Somebody brought one in, and it tasted just exactly like a Whopper. Now, there's so much on
the
a Whopper.
The Impossible Whopper is the Whopper that doesn't give me gas. Come on, folks. Come on. You having a good time tonight? Come on.
Are you having a good time? I don't feel like you've reached your two-drink minimum. You're kind of stiff.
You having a good time, Joe?
I had the Impossible Whopper a couple of years ago, and it tasted exactly like a Whopper, but there's so much sauce and cheese and stuff on a Whopper.
Oh, yeah.
You don't really taste meat anyway. Anyhow,
a whopping amount, if I may.
So anyway, McDonald's is coming out now 2 years later. They're with the plant-based McPlant Burger, partnering up with Beyond Meat in restaurants, and that'll be coming to a McDonald's near you soon. I don't know if this stuff is like going to catch on and really make a difference. I feel like if you go to McDonald's or Burger King, you've kind of decided to eat poorly to start with. You've kind of made a decision already. It's like yesterday when I had a couple of donuts. I'd already thrown off the chains of being responsible. At that point, do I want to go like slightly better for me donut? Probably not. I just decided I don't care.
Well, judging by what I've read about this sort of thing, and, you know, it might be a little out of date, but probably not much. It's a charade anyway.
The meat-free patty's ingredients include peas, rice, and potatoes. The McPlant burger will include mayonnaise and a slice of American cheese and will be cooked on the same grill as the beef patties. So if you're like a super vegan, you're not going to dig that. But if you're just wanting healthier, in theory...
Well, that's what I was driving at, because I've seen some of the side-by-side nutritional comparisons. And to make it taste yummy... you know, you got all the sauce and you got the bun and you got everything else, and it's barely more healthy, if it's more healthy at all, than the burger, depending on what you look at. The FDA is out with their big sodium thing today. You got to cut down the sodium, food manufacturers. My understanding of those burgers is they're pretty high in sodium. Let me look that up just to make sure I'm right.
I'll talk while you're doing that.
Because accuracy is my hallmark.
I think they got to make the argument, and this wouldn't work on me, maybe it'd work on you, that it's about eliminating cattle from the planet, and this many fewer cows and them tooting into the atmosphere would help global warming, blah, blah, blah. I don't think you can go, based on my memory of looking at the nutritional stuff, it's pretty hard to make the health argument. You have to go with the eliminates cows argument.
Yeah, which, okay, all right. You know, if you're into that, if you're worried about that, that is a pretty compelling argument.
Cow toots?
Well, yeah, in short. Yeah.
Beef flatulence?
that's it. Yes, yes, that one. First things first, just because something is plant-based or vegan, that doesn't mean it's automatically healthy. White bread is vegan, as are tater tots. Okay, fine. Let's see.
Don't say anything bad about tots.
All right, so here's your lean ground beef, 10% fat. Well, wait a minute. Nobody make a burger out of that. It would fall apart.
Yeah, that's not what they're using for a McDonald's patty anyway.
You suck, CNET. What are you talking about?
What did you Google, for crying out loud?
The Impossible Burger versus beef.
Wow.
Nutrition.
Well, then Google is feeding you certain information, because I remember when this first came out, it was everywhere, comparing the stats between the two, and they were not particularly favorable.
Well, okay, I tell you what, we're dealing with an extremely lean bunch of ground beef, leaner than you would ever get on a burger, because it would fall apart.
I made a burger on the grill the other day. And left it, you know, red in the center as opposed to cooking all the way through.
Yeah.
That is a different beast.
Yes, it is.
Than a cooked all the way through burger. Just a different pleasure for the mouth.
Do you like it like rare-ish or just a little pink?
Pretty rare.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not down with that, but to each their own. Judy likes a burger a little rarer than me.
Mm.
But, you know, whatever. Don't overcook my burger.
The biting into a burger and you see it's dark all the way through, you cooked all the red out of it, it's just, yeah, it's like being punched in the gut.
Yeah. So keeping in mind, we've chosen an unrealistically healthy ground beef patty, but I mentioned cholesterol before. The beef has 90 milligrams of, I'm sorry, sodium is what I wanted to talk about, not cholesterol. The beef has 70 milligrams of sodium, typically. The Impossible Burger has 370.
Well, you got to put a lot of salt on it to get people to choke it down. I think that's what's going on there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you say it tastes like smashed up peas.
How about the fat? Well, again, it's unrealistically lean. The beef patty has 12 grams of fat, 5 are saturated. But the Impossible Burger has 14 grams of fat and 8 are saturated. Mm. So it's probably comparable to a more realistic patty.
Okay, but if it's about the same or more or less a wash, that's not enough to get me to eat a veggie burger, is it?
Oh, no. No, it's got to be about the cow farts.
And I don't care.
Or you know, the what do you call it, where, you know, I realize we're spending a lot of time considering the hind end of cows and their output, but in the feedlots, they poo like crazy.
They do. I used to, at my job all day, every day, used to be just scrape up that poo into a pile.
Right.
And it's an all-day, everyday job. Trust me.
Well, and it's a huge challenge to keep that runoff from befouling water supplies and the rest of it, spreading bacteria. So not only is it the flatulence, but it's the solid output as well.
What?
Here I sit, brokenhearted, et cetera. That is a challenge for raising beef.
Gotcha. And for instance, peas, they make the burgers out of smashed up peas. Peas don't do that.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Be weird if they did.
Yeah, so I'm down with the non-beef. Although, we got to raise enough cattle to have steaks, though. I don't want to live in a world without steaks.
Mm. People want the beef.
I had a New York strip the other day. It was one of the great pleasures of life.
Sure. What about shoes and baseball mitts? I mean, are we going to have a leather problem if we stop having beef?
I think the synthetic stuff's pretty good.
What?
Yeah. How often do you don a baseball? Oh, that's right. You play catch with your son.
Did just last night.
Well, okay. So the cows that I've insisted on remain for my steak needs will make ball mitts out of them.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right.
It'll be good.
Sounds like a compromise.
Well, wait a minute. Gelatin made out of ground up cow's hooves.
There you go.
What about the world Jell-O supply? I know. It's more complicated than you
unforeseen
think.
Unforeseen consequences. That's what
you
we're discussing.
You stick a cork in a cow, you think you've solved the problem, but you've created three more. That's my point.
We'll finish strong. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty.
When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Michael, is there any joke left that we should have played? And of course, this puts a lot of pressure on you. If you choose something that's not funny, the audience will turn on you savagely.
As will the host. I read that the FDA just authorized e-cigarette products for the first time ever. Yeah, it was a big win for all three people waiting for FDA approval to start vaping.
FDA says it's good? Oh, good. Fine, charge it. All right, we'll start tonight.
That's what I've been saying all along with this whole FDA now recommends wearing a mask, blah, blah. Since when do we pay attention to the FDA? Speaking of burgers earlier, for my whole life they've been saying, don't eat more than this much red meat per week, and nobody pays any attention.
Shut up.
Make sure you exercise an hour and a half a day. Nobody pays any attention. But then
make
all of a sudden,
sure you shut up.
Then all of a sudden the pandemic comes, and it's carved into tablets, Ten Commandments sort of stuff whenever they speak.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, they're just the greatest sages, and then they must be listened to because their powers of intelligence and observation and wisdom are just second to none.
Well, a lot of people were talking about that. All of a sudden, unless you've got extenuating health situations, an adult should not take an aspirin every day when they've been telling adults to take an aspirin every day forever. And that kind of fits in with the whole don't eat, bacon, make sure you eat sugary cereal that they told us for 50 years.
Can I get an extra side of shut up?
Armstrong and Getty, you have disappointed me for the last time. These are your final thoughts.
It's a Star Wars reference, I believe. Here's your host from Final Thoughts for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. He presses buttons in the control room. Our technical director, Michelangelo. Michael?
Yeah, today the horse drug story and the Katie Couric story. It was a reminder to be an informed consumer. Be a cautious media consumer. Yeah. If something doesn't sound right, look it up in an encyclopedia.
There you go.
Good point. Young Alex, our producer behind the scenes with a final thought. Alex?
Yeah, I'm taking off for Wyoming tonight after the show. I've always thought of it kind of weird when traveling. I'm waking up in California, I'm landing in Denver, Colorado, then driving to Wyoming, three states in 24 hours.
There you go.
See the beauty of the United States of America. Enjoy that. Jack, a final thought for us?
Perhaps the greatest playoff matchup in league history, still certainly by the numbers. You got 209 win teams playing each other in baseball tonight. Giants, Dodgers, Game 5, winner take all, winningest series in baseball history.
Oh, man. Will they be exhausted, whoever wins, to emerge in the battle for the National League? Or will they leave it all on the field and blah, blah? That's why they play the games. My final thought is going to be from this interview with the Chinese dissident guy. He says, the reality is these two systems cannot coexist in the long term.
The United States and China?
Yep.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep.
What really needs to be done is to contain not just geographic expansion, but also economic. Ultimately, the fight in today's world is by economics. It's funny, a friend of mine got some new socks, like workout sports socks that have the NBA logo on them, made in China. The whole NBA, Nike, China nexus is worth so many billions of dollars. They don't care how many slaves there are, or concentration camps, or systematic rape. Nobody cares.
No, people will eventually care, I think. I don't think it's sustainable. We'll see. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Order your A&G gear in time for Christmas. Helps keep the guys on the payroll during these challenging times. Got some great T-shirts and box shorts and sports bras and hats. You name it.
We will see tomorrow. God bless America.
Point of personal privilege.
I think that right now, the honeymoon's over.
What a load of fatuous nonsense.
This is the fun part.
These conversations are intrinsically multifaceted.
If they want to be stupid, there's no law that should be
preventive.
It's a little too much doggy dog.
If you're trying to have a good time, just come no matter what.
Can I just come back to the one I want to talk about? Two things on the ledger.
Before we get to that.
Have you been a good little Nazi?
We said yes.
On that high note, thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.